Next, we have Matt Mooney and Jake Spillman discussing M&A introductions to the MIPA, or the Membership Interest Purchase Agreement. Matt is the VP of Business Development at Balanced Rock Power LLC and holds 20 years of experience in utility-scale renewable energy. Since 2012, he has been focused exclusively on solar and energy storage development, offtake, origination, and M&A. Jake is an attorney at McGuire Woods, and he focuses his practice on transactional and advisory matters, primarily involving renewable and conventional energy, particularly solar, wind, and energy storage, as well as electric vehicle and EV technology. Jake represents and advises purchasers and sellers, both private and public companies, in project M&A transactions, mergers, and acquisitions on platforms and operating companies and joint ventures. Please help me welcome our speakers.
Hello, good afternoon. Thanks for having me here today to go over MIPAs. We'll, you know, kind of go over the what I've seen a lot over my career as far as these transactions go. A lot of times they're kind of unique in that you're primarily dealing with an asset instead of a conventional M&A transaction where you might have a lot of employees or loans, things of that nature. Oftentimes it can vary a lot depending on the maturity of the asset, and I tend to focus mostly on the early stage. After you've been doing this a while, you kind of get a feel for the part of the asset life cycle that you enjoy most. And I tend to enjoy the early stage, kind of the ideation of a project. And then later on, when the project is mature, I also enjoy that part a lot once you're reaching commercialization stages and the valuation starts to go up. So. Big surprise, I'm in M&A and I like value creation. There you go. So we have, as you probably heard today, you can have a development life cycle that can really vary depending on technology. Oftentimes with wind projects, some of those can take eight years before they reach construction, sometimes a little longer. Solar and storage projects, those can be a little bit shorter historically, but with the interconnection queue timelines, everybody's schedules are getting elongated as far as projects go. It's interesting, we here at Balanced Rock, just this morning we were able to publicly announce a battery storage project that we sold to GridStore, which is Goldman Sachs's battery storage platform. And I had a lot of emotional investment in this project. Started it in 2022. It was just an idea. And it's really, fun in ERCOT because the schedules as far as the project lifetimes go, they can be a little shorter. It's kind of a way to say that they'll let you go fast and sometimes you break things. But at any rate, it's an interesting place to be. So that project's going to start notice to proceed in construction early this spring. Generally, once prior to construction, you're really just looking at equity financing. There might be some debt at the equity developer level, but at the project level, it's really just equity that's invested at the project. Once you get in construction, the equity investor might enter into a loan with a construction debt provider. Sometimes you'll see financings that just simply last the term of the debt. A lot of times you'll see them entering into commitment agreements with tax equity providers to line up that investment once the project reaches mechanical or substantial completion. So over the construction timeline, you're trying to preserve a lot of the value that's been created, and